You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello.
I'm Estelle Parsons.
I'm Francois Clemens.
You're listening to Around the Sun,
an episodic audio drama created by me, Brad Forenza.
This is our Season 3 epilogue.
Spike is on the apex of what was BB's mountain. The snow around him has melted, but it's still wet as he improvises a tune about the first signs of spring. He stops to reflect on his progress.
Dear BB, it's been a while since we last spoke, since I last made you breakfast or heard you call my name.
You'll miss us foremost on Saturdays and Sundays. Only change persists.
And even though no one leaves all at once, I did try to buck the process, to forget about you and fast, mostly because the thought of staying the course hurt too much.
Unexpected squall clouds perspective on the road. First frost cracks the earth.
There are people and things we expect to be around forever, and even though we're not supposed to have expectations, for me, you're one of those people. I find myself having these new experiences that remind me of you, and in that way, you're still very much around.
A new moon rises, pulling buds through broken snow, each blossom unique.
I've even started writing, not haikus like you used to, but musical poems about life in our mountain nest to remember it all by.
In hazy summer, you'll remember to forget. Nose plugged, eyes closed, jump.
Of course, I'm taking a break from all that to have this meditation on you. From the tippy-tippy top of our mountain, I finally made it, the tippy-tippy top of our little world. I'm gonna miss it.
Everywhere you are is everywhere you'll find us. Keep your heart open.
I've been looking at this apex my whole life, and now I'm finally here. But by hook or by crook, I gotta see the world, right? What would you do? Ugh. You could answer every once in a while, BB. It's not a collect call, you know. Sorry. I guess I'm still adjusting.
Hey, man. Did some cat call for the bus to enlightenment?
I did.
Well, hop on the bus, Daddy-O.
Yeah, get on the bus.
Free your head.
99 bottles of beer on the wall. 99 bottles of beer.
Okay, BB. It's time. Looks like my bus is here. And they'll never let me postpone again. But before I leave, I want you to know that I'm doing okay. Maybe you could let me know that you got wherever you needed to get safe and sound. A sign would be nice.
Take one down, smoke it around. 96 bottles of beer on the wall.
Anyway, BB, I miss you, but I'm all right. And I made it to the top. With love and gratitude from our postage stamp of the world in my sliver of time under the watchful eye of God. Spike.
Just around the sun, a new leaf, a pensive wind. Look for us. We're there.
And that truly concludes our season 3 miniseries, Pinecones. In addition to Estelle Parsons as BB, this episode also featured Deborah and Sunny Gorga as the roving hippies. Thank you to our awesome cast, wonderful creative team, and above all to you, our dedicated listeners, without whom there would be no Around the Sun.
Hey, Brian!
Yeah, Brad?
I just got a telegram from Spike!
Oh, really now?
Yeah, he's doing well and asks that we play off with one of his musical poems. He says he's been shopping it around all across the country.
I'm not singing, Brad.
I understand that, Brian, but maybe we could ask Dr. Clemens if he's open to it. Dr. Clemens?
I think so.
All right, then. There you have it, folks. A final treat for your listening ears. A working musical poem by the mononymous Spike, as interpreted by Dr. Francois Clemens.
I'm ready.
Maybe we could help out just a little bit.
I said I'm not singing, Brad.
Oh, don't worry. Here. I have you on the jug and me on the fry pan.
Fine.
Okay, everyone. Introducing Spike's arthropod song.
Carnivores eat lots of meat, and herbivores eat plants. Frugivores eat only fruit, and omnivores are tramps. But arthropods are maggots, all through the dirt they roam. They're spineless caterpillars, with no place to call home. Na-na, cried the caterpillar, na-na-na-na-me. I'm a lowly little arthropod, and no one would want me. Na-na, cried the caterpillar, na-na-na-na-na-me. I'm an unimpressive arthropod, and no one would want me. Caterpillar slinks along a fallen dogwood tree. Insectivores could eat it, but instead they just let it be. Cause insectivores been snacking on bugs and ticks and fleas. And the caterpillar cries aloud, guess no one don't want me. Na-na, cried the caterpillar, na-na-na-na-nee. I'm a slimy little arthropod, and no one would want me. Na-na, cried the caterpillar, na-na-na-na-me. I'm a sedentary arthropod, and no one cares for me. But in the spring's renewal, when the forest starts to bloom, catch the beauty of a butterfly leaving his cocoon.
Have you ever wondered how your favorite performer actually feels? Well, here's your chance. Welcome to The Quiet Part Out Loud with me, Bobby Steggert, Broadway actor, and now a therapist to a whole host of Broadway creatives. Part interview, part therapy, this is not your typical podcast. We'll go right to the heart of things with some of your favorite artists, what they still struggle with, what lessons they've learned, what they haven't figured out yet. There's enormous power in saying the quiet part out loud. Are you listening?
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.